Number 95. Workplace Debates. Part 1. Are you with me?
I can't but agree that you seem to be right. But I look at it in another way, and unfortunately, I can't agree with you. I do talk to these people every day. Some of them have been working for this company for 5 years, and they are experts at their jobs.
Yes, there is a lot in what you say. But we shouldn't forget that we've dealt with such substantial client for the first time.
Far from it. We've signed treaties with such firms twice this year. Have you been introduced to them in person? Not yet, but it costs us nothing to do that.
That's right.
I entirely agree. That's just what I had in mind.
Well, I may as well agree. Part 2. To begin with, I'd like to call your attention to the fact that we've been discussing this delicate situation since morning, and we haven't reached an agreement yet.
As far as I know, you don't know the details. As for me, I can't but agree with the fact that situation is getting worse.
At any rate, I want to keep a handle on the situation.
Beyond all questions, I can bring you up to date if you don't mind. Amazing as it may seem, I've got a feeling that you are keeping something in the dark.
Far from it.
Actually, I'm not sure of it.
Part 3. Take my word for it. These people can't let us down.
As for me, I'm not sure of it.
Take my word for it.
To this, I can answer that the offer sounds delicious. But as far as I know, nobody in our country has ever made a contract on these conditions.
Nevertheless, we can admit that somebody has already taken the risk to go to pieces.
One ought to say that we have no right to put all eggs in one basket. How right you are! I'm with you.
I'm very sorry to say that I'm not of the same opinion. Nevertheless, I can't but agree with you.
Let's hope for the best. In any case, we have no other options.